That's Press Club there with To All the Ones That I Love. The title track for their most recent album, it was a feature album here on 2SER, and fans of Press Club are very much encouraged to get on down to the 2SER website, 2SER.com. Mick and Jules from the Tuck Shop had a very extensive interview with Press Club that is now available online. 20 to 9 on 2SER Breakfast. Time to do our thing. Local hypnotic avant rock legends Infinity Broke are back with their fourth album, an album called This Masthead, a cunning collection of controlled chaos. They are playing live shows all throughout the city and surrounds over the next few days. They are indeed a very busy band, and that's why we're so lucky to have Chief Architect of Infinity Broke, Jamie Hutchings, with us now on 2SER Breakfast. Morning, Jamie. How are you?
Yeah, good, thanks, Danny. How are you going?
Very well, thank you. Thank you so much for taking the time this morning to have a chat with us. New record is great. Well done.
Thank you.
And I understand the sort of the process in regards to recording this one is a bit different to what you're used to.
Yeah, it wasn't sort of me messing around at home for ages before. It was a lot of us messing around together. Yeah, we'd sort of get together and improvise, and I'd record a lot of it on my iPhones. About half the songs were done through Scott and Tyrone and Ruben coming up with rhythms, because a lot of the songs have got two percussionists, so they're coming up with grooves, I suppose. And I was sort of cheerleading and recording and then taking them home and making songs out of them.
All right, recording them digitally. The days of the four-track, not necessary for this one. And is it, I understand you're sort of using a bit of a music concrete approach with this. Does that mean that some of those sort of raw recordings, you were able to sort of fold them into the finished versions?
There's a lot of, well, the iPhone is great these days if you're traveling, if you want to record a passing train or a street band or whatever. So you know, back in the 90s, I remember I had on permanent loan, like a portable DAT player, which sound better. But a lot of that stuff gets flown in. So, I mean, it's stuff that wouldn't be apparent to people maybe on first listen, but there's little bits of ambient found sounds. Even the train that goes past the stranded recording studios where we recorded gets a little...
It gets a run, does it?
Yeah, it gets a run. One of the tracks, yeah.
That's great. So always nice to sort of incorporate those field recordings into the things that you're doing. And stranded recording studios, I imagine that was sort of, you did the recording for this album in like a breakneck 5-day session, but I understand that sort of the stranded recording studios, who are friends of us here at 2SER, it is a great environment within which to work.
Yeah, there's a big sort of collective warehouse space there in Bulambi. So there's a brewery there and a whole bunch of different things, and those guys have got a really great live room tucked away in the corner there, and a lot of really good analog gear. They've got, I mean, one of the few studios that have still got a 2-inch tape machine, which we use. So yeah, it's a great spot. And there's as I mentioned, there's like these cargo trains that go past about once an hour as well. You can't hear me in the studio, but they sound cool.
How does anything get done if you've got a brewery there next to your recording studio?
Yeah, well, it's not open at 10 in the morning.
So you've got to start early.
Yeah.
And I think Cody Munro Moore helped you out with some of the recordings as well. They're the sort of the overseer of Stranded Recording Studios, and an amazing artist in his own right.
Yeah, he tracked it all for us, and then he sent it all to me and I took it away and destroyed it.
Your brother Scott is in the band?
Yeah.
How's that working with your brother on this sort of thing?
Yeah, well, Scott is in the band, and Ruben, who's my brother-in-law, is the bass player. So Tyrone's the only one that isn't related to us.
So he's the only one that does. So you're not making band plans at Christmas time when Tyrone's not around?
No, but Scott... I mean, I think most people will notice bands that have brothers. There's something kind of special in their chemistry. And it is unspoken generally, because it's kind of hard to tell each other what to do. But there is an unspoken understanding a lot of the time that finds its own kind of level.
Was it when you were kids, were you sharing music with one another? And as such, your tastes are kind of similar and have been since a young age?
Yeah, I think that's one of the first things we had. The things that we had in common when we were kids, like, I think, were we both got into surfing and we both got into music. They were the two things that we really had in common. And we used to kind of scour the radio station, you know, like late at night, trying to find something listenable. Like, we were both on that search. And that's always been a thing that we've always kind of sent each other stuff, because back in the 80s and so forth, you know, it was like the best rock music out there that you would hear would be probably stuff like the Angels and the Radiators or whatever.
Yeah.
But we were kind of searching for something else, and yeah, we kind of eventually, Scott found the Celibate Rifles. That was the first sort of thing, and then we went sort of from there, yeah.
Well, no wonder you turned out the way you did. Celibate Rifles at a young age will do that to a person. That's got, and I like the sort of the sibling relationship when it comes to bands as well, because I think sort of like if you, I guess if you're in that sort of enterprise with your friends, it makes it difficult to have any conflict. But when you're with your siblings, you know you love each other, but you can still fight like cats and dogs.
Yeah, I don't know. Every single band with brothers is different. Yeah, some of them get pretty ugly, but yeah, I think there's underlying respect between the two of us, and certainly musical respect. Like, we both know how different each other are musically, and I think we play to each other's strengths, hopefully. Indeed.
Is this album more avant-garde? Like, was that sort of one of the things going into it? You were sort of like, well, this is the way that the world is at the moment. Nothing makes sense. We've got to do something new and experimental as part of our music.
I think it's just a personal thing. I don't know, for me, but I can only speak for myself, that I always want to challenge myself creatively, because it's not like it's some huge career path or something. So if I'm not entertaining myself, I don't know, then it's not really worth doing. So I don't know. I always like to try and push things further out from maybe what I've been involved with before, and the guys were keen to do that as well. There's a lot of different tastes within the group. Like Tyrone he's a lot younger than us, and he's kind of likes a lot of prog metal. And then you've got Ruben, listens to a lot of, I guess, him and my sister, because he's married to my sister Sophie, they listen to a lot of Ethiopian jazz and world music and classical music. So there's a huge bunch of sort of different flavours going into the pot.
That's really cool. And you sort of say there as well, like, obviously you've had a life of making music. It isn't so much, it's not sort of something that you're looking at from a career perspective these days, as in sort of like, oh, I'm just going to be successful with music. It's more sort of, music is something that speaks to you. It's probably something you wouldn't be able to live without. It's not a job or a career, it's a vocation or something even more spiritual than that.
Yeah, well, I know, like, Dylan calls it and he's one of the most successful artists, but he's always like, don't call it a career, it's a calling, which some people may think is very, you know, highfalutin or whatever, but it's exactly what it is. You can't imagine being who you are without it. It's sort of a intrinsic part of who you are.
Yeah, and I guess it's also one of the reasons why you continue to make such awesome, fascinating music, always doing something new. The new record is really, really great. Congratulations to you and the rest of the band. This Masthead, where do you go through to from here? Because you're involved with so many projects, obviously your solo stuff with Blue Bottle Kiss, doing this now with Infinity Broke. Have you thought about plans after sort of all your launches and touring for this album for where you're going to go next?
Not really. I'm starting to write a few songs, but yeah, I don't know. Yeah, I think... Yeah, sometimes I feel like, oh, I'm just going to stop for a while, but that never lasts long. I feel better doing something. So at the moment, I'm just messing around on my own, but something will come out of that.
Indeed. Oh, well, you've got a very busy weekend. So you're at Hamilton Station tonight doing a show with Moxie. Then tomorrow night at the Lincoln Pin with Peter Fonda and Woy Woy. And Peter Fonda will be joining you again Saturday evening, Friday evening, playing at the Trocadero Room with the Gin Palace. And then Saturday night, La La La's there in the Gong with the Escarpment and Trappist Afterland. That's a big 4 days.
Yeah, no, it is Saturday night, the Trocadero, and La La La's is Sunday.
Oh, right, okay. But, sorry, you got me. No, because today's Thursday, isn't it?
Yeah, yeah.
So Thursday night, Newcastle, Friday night, Woy Woy, Saturday night, Sydney, Sunday night, Wollongong.
Exact.
See, I'm glad that you're here to tell me all about this. And this comes after a steady run of touring. You played there at Sonic Sherpa Records in Brizzy.
Yeah. Not that long ago. A couple of weeks ago. We played two shows that day, and then we played a place called Season 3 that night. So, yeah.
Did you pick up a few records while you were there?
Yeah, we did. Yeah, Steve's really... Oh, actually, no. I dropped off a few records while I were there. I usually do walk away with something, but I was more disciplined. this time.
It can be a hard thing to do sometimes. Well, thank you for blessing us with this new album. It's really great stuff. I've been loving playing it here on 2SER. It's called This Masthead by Infinity Broke, their fourth album, available now. Bandcamp, the best place to pick it up, or where would you suggest? If people can't get to Sonic Sherpa Records, where's the best place? Bandcamp?
Yeah, yeah. I mean, a few record stores have it. Loveasfiction.com.au is the record label. They have it. But yeah, we've got a Bandcamp, infinitybroke.bandcamp.
And I will put all of this stuff up on the website. Jamie Hutchings from Infinity Broke and so many other bands, an absolute legend of the scene. It is an honour and a pleasure to have you here in the 2SER studios. Get out and see Infinity Broke either tonight at Newcastle, tomorrow night at Woi Woi, Saturday night at the Trocadero Room here in Sydney, and Sunday evening La La La's in Wollongong. Thank you for your time today.
Thanks, Danny.
Here's from something from the new album. It's called On Hold. 10 to 9 on 2SER Breakfast.